Hey, how's it going, all of y'all, for the Journey of You podcast? This is your host, the man, the hour, the myth, or whatever you want to say for it. But I'm hoping that everyone that's listening to this podcast could be seven listeners, eight listeners, or having a fantastic day or night, depending on the schedule, depending on what you're up to. But to make this short, to be really concise and on point, I want to say is that every information in the internet is all opinion. What does that mean? Well, if we look at the 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene, he says to court all of attention. Okay, cool. You know, be the one that speaks out in the group that always grabs attention out of everyone so everyone can get around with you, right? But let me give you the contradicting side of this. So I've been told, and I've seen people say, that you have one mouth and two ears for a reason. Well, of course, you can both adapt to both situations. Maybe in the situation when you're with your group, you speak as much as you can, but when you're learning things, you stay quiet and you speak barely or minimal times. But it's still contradicting. Information online is always someone else's perspective on their life, and there's millions of perspectives. There's people who live with hedonism in their lives, who want to just be happy. There's people who just want to live in their Buddhist style of life, where it's all minimalistic, or even just centered around their religion or who they are. The purpose of this life for you is to create your opinion, right? You can grab other people's opinion and formulate into yours. Just like if we look at The Millionaire Fastlane by MJ DeMarco, he says that wealth is ingredients, right? So what we want to do is grab all these little information that we pick up on our daily lives, start living by it, but don't always listen to what someone else is telling you. Like, it's good. What everyone is telling you, it's great information, right? Let's just say, for example, someone tells me that I'm not being cautious enough and I should always sit looking the door when I enter a restaurant, right? He has something to tell me. Well, he's speaking off of his experience. Right? Maybe something happened, like someone got robbed in the same restaurant or something, but security purposes. What you do in that occasion is absorb information. Always. So there's always someone that has to say something. And it can be a drug dealer. It can be a prisoner. There's always an experience to listen. Don't judge too early before you make a decision. Because if you judge too early and you make a decision, that's being egotistical right there. You're letting your ego decide that for you, clause it, and like it turns it into its own like style, and that's not what we want the information at its purest sense. Purity is good, right? Impurity is bad. But once more, that's just a point of advice. Everything that I've spoken in the last 30 episodes or so, it's all my point of view. I don't want you all to absorb 100% of my information, right? Because it's crazy how We're all similar as humans, of course, because we're like a race. Not a race, listen to that. Humanity in general. But we're all different internally. Even like the slightest change in our DNA can alter so much features of yourself. It's beyond speculation. So just be loving with yourself, right? Listen to what people tell you. Grab that information. Turn it into what you think works for you. If it doesn't work for you, don't be disrespectful. Understand it and don't even get bothered by people. Like, I'm telling you, you see how I don't even realize that I'm personally myself giving you information that's all opinion, right? It might sound like facts because I'm speaking on it, right? Like a pastor, what he's saying, well, that's a different story, actually. I can't really speak too much on that because I don't know enough. I really don't. But I want you to create your life. I want you to do research, grab that research, turn it into find the foundational level and increase it. Imagine as knowledge is a foundation that goes up like a story, right? But understanding is like ground floor to basement, right? If you're able to maintain both of them at a good level, you create a good, what would it be? A good high complex? No. What's the word? An apartment. A big apartment or a big tower, for example. That's what we want to do. We're all disciples of life. You know, we don't wake up one day and know everything, right? There's so much points of life. People are saying, oh, talk to God, you know, God will help you out. Okay, understood that. But there's other people saying the universe, if you go the path of least resistance, you know, you would easily get there. You will get what you need to because you're not going against the universe. But at the same time, there's people who are saying, oh, what's it called? If you go against the path of least resistance, because that's the easiest route. You want to live a life that's hard so you can fully enjoy. You see how there's two contradicting point of views? I just gave you two examples here. Form your life how you seem. Grab information, absorb it, process it. If it doesn't bring you use, hold on to it. Don't throw it away, because that knowledge can piece you up to other things. Be a literal sponge when you walk. Even if you have to hold in your nutsacks down to your throat because someone's calling you a bitch or something, you hold it on. Why? Because if someone's calling you a bitch, there's something for you to process, right? You can look at that person and understand, why is this person mad? Maybe something happened in their life. And you can kind of break down little things. And it might not seem like you're not doing much, but let me tell you, after you keep doing that over and over and over again, you can understand what someone's feeling by just looking at them, because you've practiced that skill. You've done it over and over and over and over and over and over again, to where someone comes up to you and you can fully feel what they feel and be on the same path. And that skill that you fully maxed out or gotten better at, you can go ahead and transfer it to another skill, like empathy. So now you know what they feel, and now you can work around with what they feel. You can make a friendship or do whatever you want to do. This world is for you to create, not another person. Don't let someone else create the world that you want to believe into. But that's about it. It's a short episode. I really didn't get any papers or anything to write down. I just got a motivation in me, which is a mess up because I shouldn't rely on motivation. And I said, let me hop onto the stew real quick. Let me turn on my recorder and speak to my people, because it's the right thing to do. I want y'all to take care of yourself, please. I don't like saying please, but I'm gonna say it because every one of you is special to me. I might not know who the fuck you guys are. You guys are probably living in the middle, but fuck nowhere. But I wish you all the best, right? If anyone's listening to this, and that's okay. I want y'all to be the people who you wanna be, who you claim to be. That person in your dreams, that person when you wake up and you're having a whole thought process of how your day is gonna go. Treat every day like Christmas. Love yourself. Take care of yourself. Let God do his work. Don't go against his resistance. You see how that's opinion as well? But that's what I'm starting to believe in right now. So take care, y'all. I want y'all to take care of yourself. I already said that twice. But this is E, the man of the hour. I want every single one of y'all to... I'm going to give you all an assignment here. Go up to your parents, mom and dad. If you don't have your dad or your mom, very sorry for that. But go find someone that's close to you who's helped you out. Hug them. Kiss them. Tell them you appreciate them. Be grateful. Because when you don't have that, you're going to fucking cry. Take care, all of y'all. I love you. This is E, the journey. If you can spread the podcast to other people, I'd appreciate it. If you don't, that's okay. Take care, y'all. This is E. Sayonara.